What can our experiences tell us about the world that we live in?
Old coal mining, it's a hard life.
Yeah, I can't drive down the road and not stop if I see a cemetery.
My name is Stephanie Phillips, and I want to introduce you to people you haven't met and places you've never been.
We are like the microcosm of systemic racism, the ugly stepsister hidden in the back that no one knows about.
And they figured that would be their final resting place. All of a sudden, now city sprawl, urban sprawl, they're all being ripped out of the ground.
I'll take you into the lives of people whose experiences can teach us about some of the most important issues in our society.
Why do coal miners fight so hard for an industry that is both bad on their bodies and bad for the environment?
So how old were you, would you say, when you first had a teacher that looked like you?
Did the fact that she was going through with the maid thing make you feel differently about the prospect of losing her?
Maybe you've thought about these issues. Maybe you thought you understood them. Well, I'm here to tell you, think again.
You know, sometimes they have to choose between like paying rent or buying food.
We're going to hear from people who have unique perspectives.
This community does have problems. Not everyone is going to be like a good person when enough people are involved.
From unexpected places.
I've been to Queens. I've been to Malaysia. I've been to some of the most densely sort of clustered multicultural places of the world. And they're amazing. But Scarborough still tops those places.
And I hope we can just laugh about the things that make us human.
Maybe I am similarly assembled out of contradictions, like the wombat.
We're all just people with our own stories. They might seem small, but we're going to show you how they can have a big impact. This is Paradigm. Coming October 22nd.
Allow me to show you something.